The next evening, Tony was in the Brunswick. Who can she be? Why is she interested in Shandor? He thought. At exactly 9 o'clock, a tall, thin woman with short, dark hair walked in. She looked around the pub and then came over to Tony.
Good evening.
Are you Mr. Redford? She asked. Yes, that's right. Are you the woman who... She nodded.
I hope you haven't been waiting long. Please. I have very little time. And I have very many questions to ask you.
She looked around the pub. It was very crowded. She and Tony sat down at a table in the corner, far away from the other people. She began at once. In your article, you mentioned Thomas Shandor and his company. But you say very little about exactly what his company makes. Is it perhaps some kind of electronic brain? A very small one? Better than any other electronic brain?
Tony stared at her in surprise.
How did you know about that? It's one of the company's most important secrets. The woman didn't answer for a moment.
I've been studying the electronics industry of your country for a long time.
Again, Tony noticed her careful, very correct English. It was almost perfect.
Where do you come from?
He asked.
I am a visitor to your country.
That isn't an answer to my question. Suddenly the woman turned and looked around the pub. For a moment she looked like a cat who senses danger. Then she looked back at him. She spoke in a low voice.
Please, you must believe me. I am a friend. I want to help you. But I need your help too. Where did you get your information about Shandor? You must tell me, please.
Tony thought for a moment and then told her about Presley, the engineer who worked in Shandor's factory in Southampton. But he didn't tell me very much. He died in an accident 2 days ago.
An accident? What kind of accident?
Tony told her about it. They didn't notice the man who sat far away from them, on the other side of the pub, reading a newspaper. He was very tall, and he wore strange round glasses. He listened to Tony and the tall young woman, and could understand every word they said. And his eyes were more than eyes. He could see through the newspaper. He sat there and listened and watched.